Welcome back to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity. We are talking today about healing from heartache. How do you do it? How do you heal from heartache? And this specific heartache that I'm speaking of is from a relationship, a romantic relationship. Sometimes those don't work out. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but yeah, sometimes those romantic relationships just don't pan out. So what do you do to heal your heartache? Well, let's get into it. But before we do, I want to share with you how you can hook up your happy with me online. So please find me in Gramland, Instagram at Happier Life Today. Are you still on Twitter? Are you tweeting? It's gone through some changes. If you're still in Tweeterville, twiddly-deedly-dee, find me at Be Happier Today. Be Happier, the number 2, D-A-Y. And then find me on YouTube with the handle Be Happier Today. Let's connect, kind soul. Let's do it. Now, let's get into this. How do you heal your heartache? How do you do that when you just feel devastated? Just devastated. Some guy, some gal broke your heart. Now, what are you going to do? Well, the number one thing that you're going to do is to feel your feelings. Feel your feelings. So often we're trying to mask our feelings or run away from our feelings, suppress our feelings in those types of situations because we're feeling sad, we may feel angry, we may feel all types of things. We might feel bitter. There's all types of different feelings and emotions that can come up for us in these types of situations, and it's okay. Feel your feelings. That is the first thing that I would recommend. And feel them for as long as you need to feel them. This is a loss. It's like kind of a form of grief, I feel. It's definitely a form of grief. It is a loss that you are encountering. And so it's okay to feel what you feel for as long as you need to feel. So validate your feelings. Validate your feelings. Number two, I would say journal out your feelings. Oh my God, Sharice, here you go with the journaling thing again. I don't want that stuff out. You know, what if it gets in the wrong hands? Let me say this about journals. I've been keeping a journal since I was, I think I must have started at 11 or 12. At the time of this recording, it is May of 2023, and I just turned 49. So it's a lot of journals, baby. Let me say this. I don't really worry about if they fall into the wrong hands. It's my private place. And those journals are my confidence, my history keepers, my secret keepers. I do write in code a little bit for some things, some of the real juicy stuff. But for the most part, I'm very raw and real in my journals. And again, this might be a step you on your healing journey that you will skip. Maybe you're not going to journal. You're not into it. Another thing I would suggest to people who are concerned about writing, or they just don't like to write, or they don't want their deepest thoughts to possibly end up in the wrong hands and under the wrong eyes, right? You can do an audio journal and upload that to the cloud somewhere that you only have access to, okay? It's just a matter of you getting things out. I find journaling to be very, very empowering for people who engage and do it. And maybe you just keep an audio journal. Maybe you're not going to take the time to write out your feelings, but it helps to say it in some way. Again, I feel that it is a way for you to validate and connect with what you're feeling, and that's important. So number two, journal out your feelings. Number three, I'm going to say, get out and about. Okay. To some degree. Now, number one, we talked about feeling your feelings. So you might not feel like getting out and about right away. And that is okay. However, when you do feel just a little bit of an inclination, go ahead and get out and about. Get some fresh air and get into nature. If you don't want to get out, if the weather allows where you are, open some windows and just let some fresh air and some atmosphere sounds come into your place of residence. There's something life-giving about that, like hearing the birds chirp, the crickets do what they do, and the frogs and whatever happens to be in your atmosphere. It might just be the sound of cars on the back streets, horns or whatever. Hopefully it's something somewhat not jarring and somewhat pleasant. But get out and about. And if you can get out and about with a good friend, family member, neighbor, church member, whomever you can grab, go do something fun. Go take in a movie. Laugh. Which leads to number four, and it is to laugh. Find something within 48 hours to watch. For me, it's Martin reruns, okay? Martin reruns, honey, make me laugh like nothing else, okay? I love, but you've got to laughter is just good for your body. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It's good for your soul, okay? All you have to do, a quick search on Google will tell you the benefits of laughter. So number four is laugh. Get your laugh on. Again, we're not in denial. We're just really doing something healthy for ourselves. Okay? Number five kind of ties in with this. Get some exercise in. Oh, Sharice. You're killing me with this. You're killing me with it. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, I need you to exercise. Again, when you're ready. But, you know, we talked about getting out and about, getting amongst nature, maybe taking a walk, sitting on the porch. But now I want you to really groove and move, okay? I want you to do some exercise. I want you to do it. Because here is the deal. This is going to help you to feel so much better. Just to get the blood pumping, that is going to do wonders for you. And number six, and this is an important one. I want you, it kind of goes with the number two about the journaling, but I want you to reflect on the blessings specifically. What were the blessings that you had from this relationship? Is there anything? Anything you learned about yourself, about relationships, about communication, about men, about women, about whatever. Is there anything that you can reflect on, something that you learned? Was there something that you encountered, something that you experienced? For me, in this, and I don't give tips about anything that I haven't really put into to practice. And unfortunately, I've had a few occasions where I've had to heal from my heartache in a romantic relationship. And so reflecting on the blessings, it just shifts your perspective and your energy about it. You know, sometimes I'll just say, oh, I was in love again and it felt good. It's such a sweet, wonderful feeling to have that towards another person. And that always makes me smile and keeps things lighter, I will say, and lift it about the situation. Reflect specifically on the blessings. You know, and I will say this. Now, we don't want to marinate on memories up in here. Okay, because if it's over, remember Mariah said, if it's over, let me know. Just let me know. Won't you talk to me? This is so out of hand. Out of hand. Something's gone wrong. With the life that we plan. Anywho, I digress. Back to the blessings. We don't want to marinate on the memory. So we're not like stalking the social media. We're not going by the perfume, the smell goods counter over at Macy's and sniffing on the cologne. And we're not, you know, hanging out at all the places that you hung out with. That's not going to help, honey bunny. Okay. If you're tempted, it won't help. It won't help. We're talking about healing after the heartache. So if there's been a breakup, I don't like the term breakup, by the way. I like release. You've been released. He's been released. You released one another. However it went down, there's been a release. You're not broken. Okay. So I don't really like the term breakup, but I get it. All right, we all get the sentiment. But that's the main thing, you all, is that we want to focus on the blessings. We don't want to marinate in the memories. The memories are there. And when you get to a place of healing and resolve that you're in a place where you are not healing, but healed from that, it's a beautiful thing. It's a very, very beautiful thing. And for those of you, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, "Ooh, Charisse, this divorce it got me. This breakup, quote unquote, has got me. This separation has got me." I believe that it's got you. I get it. I get that you got right now. I understand. And I know this. I know that you're going to come out on the other side of it, refined, wiser, stronger, shining bright like a diamond. So let's recap. Healing after heartache. Number one, feel your feelings. Validate your own feelings. Dang on it, I feel used. I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel offended. I feel bitter. I feel whatever I feel. own it. Feel it. Your feelings. There are no good or bad feelings. There are good or bad reactions pertaining to our feelings. But there are no negative feelings. So feel your feelings. Number two, journal out your feelings. Ooh la la. Get the pen and paper, baby. Get out the notes app. Get out a Word document. Get out whatever you go get out. But journal this out. Journal this experience out. Yeah. You'll feel better if you do that. Number three, get out and about. If you don't feel like getting out of the bed, at least put a window up. Come on, get some fresh air. Get some fresh air on you. Number four, laugh. Honey, put on some, what I call laugh lines. Find you a laugh line, some Netflix comedy special. Do something, but put something on that you know that you know that you know is going to make you laugh. Number five, exercise. Get moving, get grooving, get that blood pumping through your body. Get it pumping, honey. Get it pumping. Exercise, movement, whatever you're able to do. Whatever you're able to do. Number six, reflect on the blessing. What's the blessing? Because listen, I believe this, everybody comes into our life for a reason and for a season. There are a few that are with us for a lifetime, but for a lot of people, it's for a reason, for a season. So then let's talk about it, you know, reflect on the blessings. What wisdom do you now have? What great thing did you encounter or discover about yourself, about relationships, about men, about women, etc.? Reflect on the blessing. That is it for today. You've been tuned in to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. And as always, I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always. Take great care. See you next time.